participants a quick session, our experience and some recommendations relating to the LDN target setting and implementation process. In 2016, Ukraine joined to the global LDN target setting program, and I would like to thank the Secretariat, the Global Mechanism, and other partners for their support and cooperation during the LDN target setting process. In 2018, the National Coordination Council to Combat Land Degradation and Desertification in Ukraine approved the national voluntary LDN target, which is stabilization of soil organic carbon content in agricultural land. They have also adopted the LDN supplementary activities, which are rehabilitation and sustainable use of peatlands and restoration of irrigation. What kind of experience have we gained? It is very important to integrate national LDN target setting and implementation process in the broader process of the SDG implementation. We could succeed in it. UN has supported Ukraine in harmonizing the global SDGs, taking into account particular national conditions and circumstances. In 2019, the government of Ukraine adopted a set of nationally harmonized SDGs as well as relevant targets and indicators, including the LDN ones. There was also adopted the procedures for data collection and monitoring the implementation of SDGs in Ukraine. In 2020, Ukraine prepared its first voluntary national review of progress towards achievement of SDGs, which was presented at the High-Level Political Forum on Sustainable Development under the auspices of the Economic and Social Council. And the LDN issues were also included in this review. This approach helped us to raise the political profile of LDN target setting and implementation process. Therefore, we could also integrate the LDN issues in a number of national plans, programs, and strategies, including the state strategy for protection of the environment, the state strategy of regional development, the national economic strategy, and others. Now we are working on the integration of LDN issues in the subnational and local development plans and programs, which have to take into account the strategic document adopted at the national level. It is also planned that the LDN issues will be included in the national strategy and plans relating to climate, biodiversity, food security, water economy, etc., in order to ensure synergy and combine efforts of different stakeholders. And finally, I would like once again to support the recommendations included in the regional statement on this agenda item. Thank you for your attention.